Many of us would like to learn how to create torn edges on the photos that we have. And you can actually follow along with me. Just open up the Project Files folder, go into the Torn Edges folder, and you'll find this torn.psd file image right here. Okay, so the very first thing we need to do, open up. Now, it doesn't have to be this photo. It could be any photo you have. Open it up in Photoshop right now. Now, there's one thing I want you to look at, though, because when we open up photos just out of the blue, sometimes the background layer is locked, okay? What we do is, in order to unlock the background layer, all you have to do is just double-click on it. First of all, let me go ahead and just make these palettes just a little bit bigger here. There we go. Double-click on the background layer like that, and then just click OK. And then it'll just go ahead and unlock that layer, okay? After this, what I want you to do is actually create a new layer. Go down to the bottom of the layers palette and create a new layer. And then drag that new layer below the layer that contains the photo on it, okay? Just like that. There you go. All right, the next step, what we need to do is actually widen the canvas. We need to actually enlarge the canvas, okay, around the photo. And before you do this, actually go down here and just enlarge the window. Okay, just enlarge the window so you see the outer gray area around the image. Okay, and then come up here and select the crop tool on the toolbar and just draw a selection around the image. And after you do that, you'll see these little handles on each corners on each corner of the photo there. And make sure perspective is unchecked up here. Make sure that's unchecked because sometimes that's checked. So make sure it's unchecked. Come right over here to one of these handles and just pull one of the handles out. Okay. Okay, I'll pull this side out, and then I'll just pull this side out a little bit right here, and then I'll come down to the bottom here and pull this out. There we go. And then what I'll do is I'll just double-click inside of that selection, that crop selection there, and it'll go ahead and it'll actually enlarge the canvas around that photo. Pretty cool, huh? All right, well, the next thing I want you to do is actually fill the background in with white. Okay, that way we have a photo on its own layer, and then we have a background layer, which is going to be layer number one. Our background layer is going to be layer number one. Come right over to the toolbar and select the paint bucket tool. But make sure the foreground color is white. And a really easy way to do this, press D and X on the keyboard. There you go. You're all done. Come right over to the image, and you can do this two ways. You can actually just click right where you see the checkerboard transparency area. You can click there, or you can just make the layer that contains the photo, make that invisible, and then just click on the background there, and you'll fill that background in with white. Okay, I'm going to actually go ahead and make my layer that contains the photo. I'm going to go ahead and make that visible again. There we go. And there's one other thing I want to do before we actually go into making the edges and things like that. I actually want to go ahead and add a drop shadow on this image because this is totally going to look cool. Go up here to layer, come down here to layer style and select drop shadow. Okay, and when you do that, Photoshop will just automatically apply a drop shadow to your image. Bam, just like that. And you can see here, I'll pull this out of the way, and you can see a drop shadow there. I'm going to make that a little larger. I'm going to adjust the size here of the drop shadow and the distance. There we go. And the spread, I think that looks pretty good right there. Maybe I'll turn down the opacity just a little bit. Okay, that looks pretty good. I'm going to go ahead and click OK. All right, folks, here we go. This is the next step here. What we're going to do is actually select the rectangular marquee tool. And I want you to, not on the very edge of the photo, but just right in, just a little bit inward on the photo, I want you to make another selection, okay? Just about like that, okay? Go ahead and release the mouse, then come up here to select and inverse that selection. So now you see you're only selecting the edge of the photo. You see that all the way around there? Okay, now the cool part. What we're going to do is actually apply a filter to just the edge of the photo, okay? And that'll get that torn edge effect. All right, so come right up here to filter, and then come right down here to sketch, and then select torn edges right here. And check this out. Actually, we get a little preview here on the side of our torn edges. So we can actually adjust these settings over here, right over here on the right, okay, to control our torn edges. Look at this. So this is totally cool. We have full control of our torn edges here. Look at this. So don't necessarily go with just the default setting because most of the time it doesn't really look good. You actually have to come in here and adjust it. See, now look at it. Check that out. So I'm going to scroll down here to the bottom here. And you can adjust the smoothness of how you want that of a harder edge. You want that more detail in your image, or maybe you don't want detail. Then you would probably increase the smoothness of that. But you also have a contrast. It makes it how visible the edges are. And you have an image balance. You know, it's the balance between the edge and the image itself there. You can see that. But that's pretty cool. And when you like it, all you have to do is just come up here and click OK. And it'll apply it to that image. I can come up here to select and deselect. And there you go. Check that out. But we also have some other techniques. I'm going to go ahead and undo that. I'm going to hold down Option Z Command, and that's Alt Control Z on the PC. But I don't want to undo back too far. I don't want to go back too far in history state because I still want to retain the selection around the edge. Okay. I'm going to come up here to Filter, and I'm going to go down here. Let's see. Let's go down to Sketch once more time. Better yet, you know what? Let's come up here to Filter Gallery. Okay, and this way the filter gallery is real cool because you can just go around all these different filters. By just having the filter gallery open, you don't have to keep going back up to the menu, trying out a filter, and then select another one, go back up to the menu, select another one. You don't have to do that. With the filter gallery, you can just go through here and just click on a bunch of different filters and see which one you like. See, that one looks, reticulation looks really cool. Check that out. See that you can use that for the edge as well. There's so many different ones in here. Check this out. Water paper. This one's totally cool. Check out that edge on that. I want to go up here to select and deselect. Look how that looks. That looks pretty cool. So there's so many different ways, and use the filter gallery to actually just quickly go through there and try different filters to apply to the edge of your photo. It's that easy, folks. That is how we can create some cool edges and some torn edges in Photoshop.